to go back a week. Let's turn the clock back 1 week. We heard one of the most anointed messages I've ever heard in my life last week. Pastor Kev's preaching was absolutely outstanding. What?
I really didn't pay her to say that.
He said, Christmas, the season of miracles. And then he went on to describe the greatest miracle of all. Sue, you and Harriet, listen, quit talking. You need this too.
And that's the greatest miracle.
Amen. And he told us if we want to walk freely in Jesus, we need to forgive, but don't stop there. Don't stop at forgiveness, because we need to forgive and then we need to release. It's one thing to say, I forgive you. It's one thing to go to a person and say, please forgive me and I forgive you. It's quite another thing to let it go. You need to be like a dog with a bone and you say, drop it. And you really mean it.
Excellent.
You have to say it over and over again, sometimes to yourself, as that thing, you think of that person and you think of that offense again. You bring it up afresh. Uh-uh. Jesus says, it's gone. It's over. Mm-hmm. You forgive. Jesus is not digging up your old bones and bringing them back to you and say, think about it a little more. He's saying, no, it's over. I have forgiven. And we can forgive as Jesus forgives, but we need to then release it.
Right.
Drop it. Release it. And then he went on to say, and this is the miracle. This is the miracle. We can't do it in our own strength because we will remember it. We will bring it back up and it will cloud our relationship with the other person. But he says it can be done in God's presence. And so we need to entertain, celebrate God's presence. And as we do, the result, the byproduct of being in his presence is having that freedom, that release. We can release. We can't be holding that grudge against that person over and over again if we're in the presence of God. So he said, don't limit God. Don't limit God. Forgive, release, and then with excitement, see what God's going to do in the situation. Because he's going to do something fresh and new in your relationship with that person. When you're not holding a grudge against that person, when you're not bringing up what they did to offend you, when you're not thinking negative, God is free to bless you, bless them, bless the community, which leads right into the psalm for today. Amen? Psalm 133 today, verses 1 through 3. Behold,
How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. In that unity, God commands the blessing, and he made it all possible, because without him there is no forgiveness. Amen. There is no release. But in that unity, he commands the blessing. The psalm has been called the benefit of the communion of the saints. The benefit of the communion of the saints, or a psalm of brotherhood, or a psalm of fellowship. No wonder that brethren dwell together in unity when God dwells among them and finds his rest in them. They are having a wonderful time of fellowship together. Remember that these pilgrims came from all over the known world, and they'd been suffering persecution among unbelievers. What a joyful experience it is for them to be with their own people and worshiping God together. Amen. As the fragrant oil is refreshing, so this affords delight. The holy anointing oil for the high priest was olive oil, mixed with four of the best spices. Its rich profusion typified the abundance of the Spirit's graces. As the copious dew, such as fell on Mount Hermon, falls in fertilizing power on the mountains of Zion, so this unity is fruitful in good works. Matthew Henry says, this psalm is a beautiful little gem. Where brethren dwell together in unity, the Lord commands the blessing. Man can but beg a blessing, but God can command it. Believers that live in peace, in love, and peace shall have the God of love and peace with them now, and they shall shortly be with him forever in the world of endless love and peace. May all who love the Lord forbear and forgive one another as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven them.
Amen.
Wow, Matthew Henry had it right, didn't he? Amen. So what does it mean? It is good. It means it's better. It's well. It's best. It's merry. It means prosperity, precious, beautiful, favor, graciously joyful, pleasant, sweet. Man, it's good. Isn't that a rich word? We say good, but that's what that word really means. All those things. It's so encompassing. Amen. And it's pleasant. It means a sweet thing. Pleasures. Delightfully sweet. And unity. What does it mean? It means together. A unit. Unitedly. Together. Let's strive for that unity. Let's forgive. Let's release. Let's live in his presence. And let that commanded blessing flow among the people of Grace Christian Center.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and let's say this psalm together. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the
upon the beard,
even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.